He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome everyone. We are on show number 327. I have a very interesting gadget for you that I've been using for about 3 months now. I think you're going to find it pretty interesting, and I have to tell you, I almost sent this back. I'll tell you the story in a second, but before we start, I'd like to welcome everyone. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome for coming on board. Every Thursday evening, we have a brand new show, and we talk about all kinds of gadgets, things that I think will enhance your life. And then we have sometimes a little bit of tech news, and also we bring you apps every week, both for the Droid operating system and for the iOS. Last couple weeks, we've been talking about headsets and streaming and things like that, and you're going to find our gadget of the day, which is actually called TV ears, and it's a pretty unique device for sure. We'll take a look at that in one moment. If you'd like to tune into the Gadget Professor, one of the easiest ways to do it is just to go on our website, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. On the right hand side, if you scroll down right around here where it says newsletter, you'll actually be able to put your email address in, and then every Thursday evening you'll get the newsletter, which is essentially the show notes, and everything is a hot link. So all the things that we discuss, the apps, the gadgets, you just click on the hot link and it will take you directly to that page, that web page, for more information. So let's take a look at the gadget of the day. It's called TV Ears, and let's bring up their website. This company's been around for a while, and basically what they are is they're kind of like headsets. Well, they are headsets, and they're going to fit on your head, and as you notice, they actually go down rather than up. So let's take a close-up on camera two and really examine what these things are. So right here you'll see both the headsets, and again, these are called TV ears. It's a trademark name, and you'll see that there's two sets of headphones here, and this contains the charger, which is located right here, and you can charge two pair up. You can also get one pair. I happen to get the two. On the bottom here, I think you'll clearly see that there's two indented tabs, and they fit right onto these pins. There's no way you can misconnect those. They just sit right in there. Also, I'll call your attention to these two charging lights. So as you pull one out, you'll see the green light go off. As you pull the other one out, the green light goes off. So that's basically how it works in terms of charging. The charging elements are built right in here in these two little pins. In terms of connectivity, let's ignore this stuff for the time being, but let's go on to the back. And not too much going on here, but actually there is. This is the power supply, and I think they give you like a 4 or 5 foot cord. Nothing special about the power supply. It plugs into the wall. And over here, let's turn it this way. We have the audio in jack. This is how you're going to get the sound into this device, the TV ears. And here we have two audio cables, and these are primarily coaxial cables or optical cables. We'll take a look at those in a second. Right here is your optical in, and if you very gently push that in and look at it real close, you won't be able to see it on the camera, but you will see that this typically has a blue light indicating that the digital sound is being transmitted to that. There's really nothing else on this except these lights, which are pretty funky, and those show you if it's overplaying, if you will, overdriven by this red light here. But these lights here are almost for show more than anything else. So I'm going to set this back in. You'll immediately see that it's going to charge. The green light comes on, and I'll put the second unit back here, and there they are. They're charging. Now, with regards to the headsets, these are pretty funky. There's two controls here. One is for the tone, and one is for the volume. And let's take a look at these and see what they do. Now, the whole purpose of the TV ears is for people who have difficulty understanding clearly, intelligently voice. So if you are watching a movie on your TV set, or you're streaming a movie, and it's like that, you can hear it, but you can't hear it clearly because the sound, which is roughly in the 1,000 kilohertz range, is garbled. And some people have this problem. I do. I do wear hearing aids on occasion. For the most part, I can hear. I personally damaged my ears playing in a damn rock and roll band in the 60s. Back in those days, the louder the better. Well, I'm paying the price for it now. Henceforth, when I was streaming movies, particularly streamed movies, I always find or have found for the last several years, and I just can't hear it clearly. It's driving me nuts. Pretty much everything else I can hear, and if I put the hearing aids in, I still could hear it much clearer, but not perfect. So I figured I would give these a test run. And the way they work, a little cuckoo, but they go in your ear like that. And you have the volume control here, which is going to be one click. And you're going to turn that on. And then you have the tone control. And that's essentially how they work. So what you're going to do is on the back of your television set, you're going to see a line out jack or a headphone jack, or many times, certainly all the new TV sets have an audio out, which is a coax out, an optical out as they call it. And you'll be able to take the wire and go from the back of the TV set or from the back of your Android unit. If you have a little Kodi box, they all have audio out and optical out. And you're better off to go optical because it's digital. So essentially what you're going to do is take a wire from the TV or from whatever your source is, your Android box, your whatever it is you're using. You can use the Roku box. They all have audio outs on them. And you're going to put the wire essentially into the back of this device. So either you're going to go in coax, audio coax in, or optical in, if you will, optical audio, or you're going to go with a 3.5 millimeter jack. Either one will work. Not a big deal there either way. Now, one of the things that this is great at, I must say, is actually clarifying the sound. So you're going to come out of the output of the TV set or whatever box you're using with your audio cable via either audio optical or non-digital, which would be the standard 35 millimeter jack or RCA jack, whatever you want, line out, headset out, whatever, into the TV ears. Now, when you put these on, I must tell you that, you know, let's just say the volume control rotates from 0 to 10. When I put this on 0.5, I'm not even up to volume 1, it is really loud, at least to my ears. I mean, painfully loud. And no matter what I tried to do, I couldn't get the sound to be more comfortable. It was just over loud. And I had 9 more units to turn on this. The tone was perfect. I didn't have to touch that. And I will tell you, I very clearly, for the most part, heard even the most garbled movies that I could never even watch, particularly when you're streaming a movie. For some reason, particularly on if you were using, for example, Kodi, or if you're streaming Netflix or whatever, a lot of the movies, this cleared it up. And boy, I'll tell you, I was amazed how well it cleared it up. Clearly, you're not going to wear your hearing aids when you're using these. But the problem I had was, on one hand, it worked great. I could hear the sound so much clearer, and adjusting the tone made it sound a little bassy, but I kept the tone all the way down, and I was able to intelligently hear what they were saying. That said, the volume was so loud on these, it was just so overbearing that it was painful. And I said, I'm going to send them back because I just can't get the right volume. Then I figured, okay, it's a bad volume control or a bad headset. Well, I had 2 headsets, so I basically took the other headset, took this one off, tried this one on, and oh, it was the same thing. So clearly, one headset could be bad, but it's unlikely that 2 would be bad. So I had them packed up. I got these on Amazon, and I'm ready to send them back. Disappointed because they work, but it's just too painful. And no matter what I did, I couldn't get the sound to go down. So last resort, I called the tech support, and waited an hour, literally an hour, and I was really disgusted with their tech support. I shouldn't have to wait an hour for these suckers, and these are not cheap. We'll get to that in a minute. But when I finally got the gentleman on the phone, he couldn't have been any nicer, and clearly they're very busy there, but clearly they need to get more help, because an hour waiting for tech support is, for me, too long. 5 minutes is too long for me, but in any event, I talked to the gentleman, and he said he had never heard of that problem, only once, and he'd been working there for 15 years, of course. And he said, you know what, return them and try another volume control. And I said, you know what, I bought the one that has two. So if someone else wants to listen in or I forget to charge one, I had another one always waiting. So that's why I got the two set. You know, and I admitted him. I said, you know, honestly, I doubt that both are bad. And he said, no, that's impossible. And he said, I don't know what to tell you. He said, how loud is it? I said, it's painful. It hurts my eardrums. And he said, well, the only thing you could try is to adjust the headset that goes in your ear. And I'm saying, what are you talking about? And here's the key. And I didn't know this. These headsets here, they come with a bunch of different sizes. The size that it came with fit my ear fine. So it wasn't the earpiece, this foam part, that was the problem. The problem was that these actually turn, and I did not know that, so I'm glad I called. When I got these were like this, and let's take a close-up so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. So here we are in camera two, and here's the headsets. By the way, these are a plastic, but they're a very solid plastic. I don't think they're going to break unless you abuse them. Maybe if you step on them, you'll break it, but this is what they are, and if you look right here, these turn. So I can turn this straight up like so, or straight down, or whatever I want. So these were actually turned, as you can see them, straight down. All I had to do is to turn this maybe a quarter of a turn, and it doesn't look like much. You can see the angle there, this opposed to this. Here they're straight down, the headsets. I turned them so that they were slightly back. And I have to tell you, just that slightest turn, that slightest movement, made all the difference in the world, because it wasn't going directly into the ear canal. It was actually backed off a little bit, almost to the side of the ear canal. And that was enough for me to take that volume down maybe three times, just that little movement. And some movies might be louder than others. And what I do now is I just, per movie, I will adjust these even back further. And again, on camera one here, I'm sorry, that's camera two, they may look like they're slanted back. I don't know how well you can see that, but they're actually pointing this way. But they fit quite comfortably in the ear, and you don't even feel anything different, other than the sound is so much, let's say, it's just not as loud, okay? It does not hurt my eardrums. And I tried this with both these headsets, and I got to tell you, these things work real, real well. I'm really happy with them. And when I need them, I use them. When I don't need them, obviously, I don't use them. But for the most part, I just adjusted this back once, and for 95% of everything I watch on TV now, if I need to use these, that sound is crystal clear and really, really, really impressive. I was shocked. So clearly I did not return them. And what's nice about this is I have two of them. I didn't think I would need two, but I figured someone else that I'm with may be deaf. You never know. So I got two there, hooked up in about 3 minutes, and it worked well. Now, let's take a quick peek at the webpage here and actually go into a little detail here. This is the one that I got. This is the TV dual ears, and you can see they're not cheap. This is $300, which is quite frankly ridiculous. But hold on, don't go crazy yet. Here's a picture of them, and this just shows what they look like. We've seen that. This is a fluff picture. There's, you know, mom, pa, eating their popcorn, smiling, you know, watching their movie, a fluff photo. These things, I hate these photos. And here's another photo of the ears itself, but let's take a look right here to see a close-up of what these jacks are. And again, you're only dealing with audio. You're not dealing with video, because it's just for so that you can hear. So they have an RCA out, okay, which is clearly indicated there, left and right. They have 35 millimeter audio out, 3.5 millimeter out, which is, you know, small pin jack, similar to the type that you'd use for a headphone jack, earbuds. And then they have the optical out, the digital audio optical out, and the digital audio out output coaxial cable. So this will take a coax out, which is right here, and remember, it's not an audio cable. It looks like an audio cable, but it's actually a coaxial cable that will transmit that digital signal through the light, and or you can use the digital audio, what we call the optical cable. So this is optical out, and this is coaxial out, but they're both digital. Now, if you had the choice, what you'd want to do is you always want to opt for the optical digital, because that's digital in nature. You're going to get a much higher quality sound than you would out of the RCA jack of the back of your TV set or the line out, because that's analog. So if you ever have a choice between analog and digital, or what we would call optical, always go for the optical. However, if you are using any of those remote boxes, whether it's a Droid Kodi box or the Roku box or whatever, make sure that you go into the settings and switch the audio out to digital out, which would be optical, okay? Make sure you have the right optical cable. Yes, they do work perfectly fine using that analog cable. I had no problem using either or. I do like the optical sound, the audio out optical much better than the digital, but I'm telling you, you'd be hard-pressed to tell the difference. So these are a great, great value in terms of helping you watch a movie. So let's take a look at Amazon. Here we go. And as you notice, they were $199 there. And let's see if we can get Amazon to come back. Well, there we go. At Amazon, they are $175, and that's what I paid for them. They are on Prime. And I got to tell you, they work really well. I do think the lights over here are a little bit much, because I've never seen one light flicker, red light or white light, but it looks kind of cool. But in terms of functionality, these things work really, really well. And I must admit, the tech support was good. I just had to wait an hour to get there. So if you want a cheaper version, you don't have to buy the dual set like I have here. You can buy one, and that works the same way. I got the two-pack because it wasn't that much greater in cost. So in general, I think they work very well. I'm really glad I called the tech support, because they were definitely on their way back to Amazon, no question about that. Pretty expensive, $175 for two, but given what they do, I'm very pleased with it. And just that slightest turn, maybe a quarter of an inch, if that, made all the difference of the world between blasting my ears out to the point of pain and then having just great sound. And once in a while, I turn them completely up, so they're not even facing my ear canal whatsoever. And that sounds pretty good too. And sometimes I might vary the sound on this, the volume, just a little bit to bring in a particular movie, because all the sound isn't generated the same way, particularly on the stream movies and some of those movies that you watch. I don't know where they come from. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that incredible product, because I'll tell you, it really does a nice job. I think you'll be pleased with them. All right, let's get into a little teeny bit of tech news, and this doesn't surprise me at all, but I forgot to tell you that you can email me, yeah, the Gadget Professor, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I certainly do try to answer all my emails for sure. Right now, I am in the process of gearing up for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. That's in January, and we have a lot of cool things that we're actually organizing right now, and I'll tell you more about that in a few weeks, but I'm getting really excited about it. It should be a very cool show with a lot of different things this year. This year will probably be one of the best that we've ever done. At least that's how it's looking right now when we're in the planning stages. So, okay, a little bit of news, which I think is interesting. This doesn't surprise me, but Comcast has lost a lot of subscribers as of late. And oops, I don't know what happened there, but let's try and get that back. Here it is here. Very touchy today. Very touchy, the set. All right. Here we go. Interesting. Cable television subscribers are leaving Comcast at a faster pace than people actually thought. and the impact has been significant. Philadelphia-based Comcast reported a loss of 125,000 total customers during the third quarter, up from the 34,000 they had from April to the June period. So in April to June, they lost $34,000. And then from June till now, the next quarter, they lost $125,000. So I definitely think you can see a trend here. And this is not only with Comcast. This is pretty much all across the boards with all the cable TV companies. They're losing subscribers like crazy. And you know what? Rightfully so. I think they've gouged the public every way they possibly can. They've charged outrageous prices. Their customer service is like going to war to battle. They charge you for extra boxes. They charge you for everything. Their service is atrocious, and people are sick and tired of it, and they got you. You know, you want to watch certain TV programs, they got you. Until streaming came along. And now that these streaming devices are out there, and, you know, Apple TV, Roku, you know, you can't not mention the Kodi software that's out there. And we talked a lot about that. And we also showed you some of the boxes that you can use for that. I got a couple more to review over the next couple weeks. But, you know, the cat's out of the hat, so to speak. And people are watching these streaming movies on Netflix. Again, the Roku, my God, you don't ever have to turn on your TV. And I know quite a few people that have actually cut the cord and stopped the baloney and taken to other alternatives to stream. And these cable TV companies, the cable companies need to wake up. And if they don't, that's too bad. All right, let's take a look at some other news. And this one boggles my mind, I have to tell you. The iPhone X, which will be out tomorrow, Friday, because today's Thursday, November 2nd, so to speak. But this statistic is boggling. The iPhone X will be out of stock at virtually every store on launch day. I mean, people are going to be shelling out $1,000 minimum $1,000 for this iPhone X. I'm shocked. And it's out of stock. Not only are people shelling it out, the demand is bigger than the supply. You won't find any. And if you do order one, if you go in and order one, you won't take it home. And you're going to be waiting, they say, a minimum of 6 weeks before you see that iPhone X. I'm getting ready for a new phone, but I just can't see paying $1,000 for an iPhone. And I got to tell you, these Galaxy phones, if it wasn't for FaceTime, I would not be using my iPhone. And that's how I feel about it. And the only reason I use the iPhone is because of the app FaceTime. And a lot of my family is on the iPhone, and it's just really easy to FaceTime. Now, Skype arguably could work as well. It's a little bit more involved to fire up Skype than it is FaceTime, for a variety of reasons. And I'm also finding that I use Duo, D-U-O. I covered that many, many weeks ago. And that's a system that will, an app that will go on both the iPhone and the Droid system, and you can both talk to each other. That is getting better. Still a lot of buggy things with it. It does work, but again, it's just not as convenient as FaceTime. I'll tell you, if someone can ever get a compatible app that would integrate with FaceTime on the Droid system, you would see those iPhone sales, I would predict, go way down. That said, you can't argue with success. They are sold out, and minimum of 6 weeks, and I'll bet you after tomorrow when they're actually released, I'll bet you you're going to have a month to 2 month wait, and we'll see what happens. But again, $1,000 for a phone, like, you can buy a really, really good laptop for that. Let's move on to some apps of the day. Here we go. This is called Quick Measure. Quick Measure. Quick Measure is available on both the Google Play Store and on your iTunes Store in some fashion. But Quick Measure can be used to measure distances up to 100 millimeters. And there's a lot of these measurement apps coming out. And they all work fairly well. This is a decent one. It's free. You might want to check that out. The one I actually like to use is this one called Tape Measure Pro. Now, it is free, at least it was free for the last 2 days. This is going to come out tonight, this show, so I don't know if it's still free. It's $4, but I've used this a couple times. I've actually used several different tape measure programs over the last month. This is one of the better ones out there, and if you're in a pinch and need make your iPhone a measuring tape, this does a real good job, so definitely check that out. Now, here's an app very handy to use. I use this maybe 2 times this week alone, and it's called InstaShot, InstaShot, and what it will allow you to do, it's pretty interesting, but watch this video, and you're able to just basically hold your phone over particular areas that you want to scan in. And as you can see, you could scan it in. It's very nicely done. State-of-the-art text recognition. This app will recognize 95% of the text in an image in 5 different languages. It's a quick access. It's one key. You push it and it comes on. And then you're able to search on these words, whatever language that they're in. So it's a very powerful scanner for your phone. It's a document filter. It gives you PDF and JPEG support, and it will do auto cropping. Very, very, very nice app, and at the moment it is 100% free, so definitely check that out, and it is available on the iOS operating system, so keep that in mind. Here's an interesting app. Again, this one's on iTunes. It's called TimeCalc. TimeCalc 3 is for the iPad or iPhone. It's a calculator, but it works in time. This is the ideal app that you would want to use if you're calculating, let's say, working hours or quoting how many hours it would take to do a job, including your flight times, whether you were cooking or working on the project. It's ideal for video and film editors, as it can work as a standard and customizing your time codes, and that's what I would use this for. It works pretty well, and if you're dealing with time and have to add up things or want to figure out how long a queue is going to be or whatever, this is the app for you. This is free again right now. It typically sells for $1.99, but a couple places we're offering it up for free, so check it out. And for $2, if you use this type of app, it's well worth the $2, believe me. Now, this next app is very, very cool. This is for virtual reality movies. It's called a 360 video player. Now, you have seen me put on these helmets that are virtual reality helmets, and they work really good. I showed you one maybe 3 months ago from Zeiss. That works great, still works great. But this is a player. The VR Tube is a virtual reality video app for YouTube. There are many kinds of videos: jump into games, movies, experience, ASMR stereophonic videos, roller coasters, all kinds of things. And this is a 360 degree app that you could use without requiring you to wear those cumbersome and expensive VR virtual reality headsets. This app works really, really well. Available on iTunes. Also, if you look up virtual reality players on the Droid operating system, you'll find a bunch of those out there. I haven't tested those yet. I will, but I did put this one on my iPad a couple days ago, and it's pretty cool. So you're probably asking yourself, what do you mean 3D movies? Like, where do you get them? What do we do? Well, if you were to Google VR virtual reality or just VR 3D movies, something like that, streaming, you'll find all kinds of sites out there. In fact, here's a site, 3D Online Films. This is a free site. And if you put that app on that we just discussed, you can watch Captain America, Civil War, Spider-Man, Homecoming, Avatar, Despicable Me. They got Zootopia, The Jungle Book, The Mummy. You'll watch them all in 3D, and there's a lot of movies here. On the right, you'll see that they're documentaries, action, adventure, animation, comedy, drama, yada, yada, yada. So you are going to have a full plethora of movies to watch using that app, all for free. And it's really neat. You can turn it up, down, look around, and you'll see scenery from all different directions. So I think you'll find it a really, really cool app, no question about it. So just Google that and get one of those virtual reality apps, and I think you're going to have a blast. Kids love that stuff. They love it. Very, very cool. All right. Well, everybody's getting up, get ready for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and we all like our graphics. So here's an app that you will use on the Google Play Store. It's called Bitmoji. And what this is you can create really cool expressive cartoon avatars. You can choose from a huge library of stickers, all featuring you, of course. You can put your head inside one of these little characters here, and it's totally free. And again, the kids go crazy with this stuff. It's real easy to use, and it's all clean, good fun. So you might want to check that app out. It's by Bitstrips, and it's called Bitmoji. Totally free on the Google Play Store. All right, this next app, again available on iTunes, is a very cool app. It's called Signal. This is a private messenger app, And essentially, privacy is possible. Signal makes it easy. Using Signal, you can communicate instantly while avoiding SMS fees. No fees with this. You can create groups that you can chat in real time with all your friends at once. You can share media, which is nice. You can share photographs, videos, anything like that, with complete privacy. The server has no access to any of your communications whatsoever. There's nothing to store because they can't see your data. A totally free app. It's open source. You can say anything. Signal uses advanced end-to-end encryption protocol that provides privacy for every single message every single time. So if you are wanting to have confidential chats with your friends, neighbors, or enemies, and you absolutely want to attain anonymity, this is the app that you would use. It's called Signal Private Messenger. Available on the iTunes, and I have used that. It works really well. It's really simple to use, and I think you'll enjoy the app. Very, very robust. You can just transfer a video, share a video, or a photograph, boom, like that. Very nice. Now, this last link that I'm going to leave you with today is called the Google Family Link. And the Family Link app from Google helps you stay in the loop with your children, like, let's say, I don't know, like under 13. It uses use Android devices. The Family Link lets you create a Google account for your child that's like an account, but you have access to most Google services while also helping setting certain digital ground rules for your kids. You are able now, by using this family app, you're able to manage the apps that your child can use. You can approve or block the apps your child wants to download from the Google Play Store. You need this app. There is no reason on this planet, if you're a parent and have kids 13 or under, maybe they're 14 and you still need to use the app, but this will let you keep an eye on their screen time, see how much time the child spends using their apps. It will also set the device for bedtime apps, if you will, so you can remotely lock the devices at 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever their bedtime is, so the kids can't use it anymore. This is a very nice, safe app. I highly, highly recommend that you use it. If you're on the Droid operating system, definitely check this out. You will thank me for it. Really, it's a very good app. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.